Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
9:43, 17 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL. We always do this every year. We talk with the executive director of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. We're very appreciative of everything that law enforcement does. And with that, we welcome in Rosa Gwixens. Did I say that right, Rosa?
Yes, Gwixens. Yes, sir.
Gwixens, executive director. Thank you. Tell me about the numbers of 2024 as far as law enforcement deaths compared to 2023?
So sadly, once again, in 2024, we saw an increase in line-of-duty deaths. We had a total of 147 line-of-duty deaths, which is a 25% increase from 2023. 52 of those 147 cases were gunfire-related fatalities, which is also an increase of about 13% from what we saw in 2023. That does not include the number of officers. I just like to point this out. It doesn't include the number of officers that were shot and survived and shot at. So it's a astounding number. The highest number of officers that were killed due to firearm related incidents was while they were doing traffic enforcement or trying to arrest people or serving warrants.
I just want to point out for a second there, Rosa, for people that think there's when they get pulled over by the police, you know, everybody's nervous there. You're not just the only one that's nervous. The law enforcement officer, and when you look at 9 killed just during what was supposed to be a, quote, routine traffic stop or trying to make an arrest or even serving a warrant or eviction, the officer doesn't know what's on the other side of that, and people need to keep that in mind, right?
100%. We have no idea who we're pulling over, what's in the vehicle. You know, the time of day also helps, whether it's daylight out or night out, especially in the evening, if tinted windows, we can't see inside the vehicle. I tell my children, the side of the road is not the place to argue. That's what court is for. So just be respectful, do what you're told. Follow directions and everything will be fine.
And along those lines, officers do get, and I try to make it as safe for an officer when I get pulled over as I can to pull as far over on the road and to give him as much room as they need. That's a very dangerous thing as well, is it not? Traffic related?
Well, actually, it's crazy that you mentioned that in particular, because that's where we saw a 113% increase in our fatalities, which is the struck by category. Struck bys are what we refer to as when officers are out of their vehicle, either off their motorcycle or they're just not protected in any way. They're standing on the side of the road. And that could be directing traffic even. But we had a 113% increase from last year. 17 officers were killed as struck bys, which is terrifying. I mean, speed kills. People are driving distracted. People are driving impaired. People are not minding move over laws. And it's killing a lot of police officers.
I know I once helped a lady change a tire on the side of the interstate, and I was Catholic at that time and said like 15 acts of contrition, so I can only imagine what y'all go through. Let me take a break, Rose, and when we come back, I want to talk about the other causes of death, and I don't want to focus on the anomaly as much as just the dangers of being a law enforcement officer that I don't think people realize, and we'll talk about that. 49 other causes of death in 2024, traffic-related deaths. We talked about 52 firearms fatalities, and the numbers, I'll give you the total, the most frequent, I guess. Traffic enforcement was at the top, then making an arrest. Civil papers or serving warrants or an eviction, investigating suspicious persons, 5 ambushes, 4 were handling domestic disturbance calls, 4 were killed during technical encounters, 3 were killed in accidental and inadvertent shootings, 2 investigating disturbance calls, 2 were off-duty robbery intervention where the officer was off-duty, 1 was shot in a vehicle pursuit. We'll talk about the other causes and the dangers of law enforcement when we return. 9:47, 13 till 10, Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, quickly back with Rosa Gwixens, who has 30 years in law enforcement. She's the executive director of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. We've been doing this maybe 10 years now, talking about the number of deaths in law enforcement when the numbers come out, 2024, seeing a 25% increase in law enforcement deaths compared to 2023. Rose, if we can quickly, we only have a couple of minutes left, let's get to the other causes, and I'm not trying to cite them as anomalies, but only to show how varied and dangerous the role of law enforcement can be.
Yes, thank you, Tommy. So in that category, the cases that are included in those are the long-term illnesses that are related to the 9/11 terror attacks, any acute medical events that are brought on by extreme stressful events, and then a variety of other rare incidents like electrocution or any fire-related case. Actually, the state of Louisiana had 2 physical-related, so I'm going out on a limb and just saying it's probably some sort of heart attack, cardiac type of medical event. There were 36 total for 2024. Then 4 drowned. A few of those were actually training incidents. So they were training for whether it be to get into a specialized unit or whatever the case was. 4 were beaten to death. 2 were in an airplane crash. 2 were stabbed. 1 was a fire-related incident. And 1, as I mentioned, was an electrocution. So it's certainly, it's a variety of incidents that fall in that category.
Thank you so much for the time and for the work that law enforcement does. Rosa Gwixens, Executive Director of the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. I hope when we speak next year, there is a decrease in 2024 compared to 2025 rather, compared to 20. You know what I'm saying. Thank you, Rosa. 9:54, back in a flash, WWL.